David Spoon Experience on KPRZ is brought to you from the Christian Solidarity International Studios.
1210 AM KPRZ.
Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Man, have I got a treat for you guys. First of all, if you want to send an email, you can send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Again, if you don't know what email is, they've invented fire, so that way you can stay current in humanity. Facebook, go there, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Also follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. There we go. Early on in my radio career, it's not been a long career, but yeah. Early on in my radio career, I had Bobby and Tony Lee take over for the show and help me out when I went to my daughter's wedding in Florida. For those that don't remember that experience, that's when we were talking about bugs that were pretty much the size of my thigh going around. And then it was you walk out into Florida, and for the Jewish Yiddish people, you're schwitzing as soon as you get off the plane. It's like, what? What am I doing here? Yikes! And so you have to bring lots of extra clothes or have a really good laundromat close by. Anyway, so Bobby and Tony Lee took over for the show, and so I did some promos for the two of them to encourage them for taking over the show. By the way, you two are the only people that have actually filled in. I mean, outside of Heather and I doing a show, or Heather taking over for me when I needed her because I got sick one time, you are the only fill-in guests.
Wow, we are honored.
I've ever had. How about that? But in the meantime, when I cut the promo, I called Bobby Lee. So they affectionately named me David Lee.
Yes.
So now it's David Lee, Bobby Lee, and Tony Lee, and we're all here together.
We're the Lee sisters. You are officially a Lee sister.
Lee family. We are the Lee family.
Okay. I'm not going to comment any further other than to say, did I ever tell you I was sorry about that? All I remember is my daughter, she got married. You guys did a great job, by the way.
I always thought that you did.
It was an excellent job. My daughter got married. I got back and I was all bummed out because the Super Bowl, I missed the Super Bowl or something. And it turned out that it was delayed for like 2 hours or whatever. Right. I got home. I was watching it live. I was like, thank you, Lord. Yeah, no, thank you, Lord. All right, folks. Well, let's talk about the Power of Freedom that is coming up on February 22nd, which is going to be one of the bigger events. We've already given away some tickets. We're going to give away some more tickets, first time ever, while we're on the show. If you call 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473, you can get a pair of tickets while we're doing the show. Now, we don't normally do that, and we're not going to have the producer cut in and say anything because I'll be like going, what? What? And that won't help me. So we're not doing that. So if you call 866-KPRAISE, 866-577-2473 in this next 30 minutes, you do not have to answer a trivia question. There is no algebra question that is required at this time. You simply have to call in. You can win a pair of tickets. Let's go with Talk to Me About the Power of Freedom, Saturday, February 22nd. You guys just came back from Phoenix. Talk to me. Go.
Well, gosh, we are so excited about this event. This is our 9th annual women's event here in San Diego, which is unbelievable. Every year we go, okay, that's the last one.
Yeah, every year. We're not doing that again. We're done.
But we just came back from Phoenix. We had over 500 women at this event. And we have women from Phoenix coming to San Diego now to the Power of Freedom. The Power of Freedom event is by far, I'm going to say this, our absolute best event ever in San Diego. And it is really about, you know, Jesus came to set the captives free. We know that. But are we living in freedom?
Yeah. In Phoenix, we did the Power of Friendship. So we were fortunate to say, oh, but if you come to San Diego in 2 weeks, then we'll be doing the Power of Freedom. And we were so surprised how many women want to come now and almost get part two. So it's exciting.
Wow. So you did a whole event in Phoenix. And you're actually taking this to another level in the event in San Diego.
San Diego is very special because this event has never been done before. We have Thelma Wells coming in from Dallas, Texas. She's one of the original members of Women of Faith. She's an amazing Bible teacher, preacher. We love her. We have Dan Cohen from CBS News and his wife, Paige. We have worship artists coming in. We have bands. David Spoon is going to be there.
Nah,
are you giving away some...
David Spoon's coming. David Lee Spoon.
David Spoon is
prizes.
Coming to the event? No way.
But, you know, it's time. Women want to know the truth. And they want the real deal. And so we're just, you know what, taking our shoes off, taking all the gunk off and saying, hey, you know, we're inviting the Lord to come be with us and we expect great things.
Yeah, that's so awesome. All right, now, this one, and let's talk about the difference between this and what you did last year. Because I know in your minds there's going to be, well, you know, last year this was our mindset and this is right. You have a goal. You have something you want to accomplish. Now, obviously, it's encountering the Lord together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really where
right.
every
Amen,
single thing.
Always.
I mean, that's where everything that the. But last time your goal, the last time your goal was what? Your goal was
well,
to do
we
what?
Did Power of Friendship, like we just did in Phoenix, and that's what we're actually doing on a national tour now. The Power of Friendship. And what we love about friendship so much is everyone is so friendly, and we talk about being a friend of God and a friend of each other, and it's very, it's not threatening. People who don't know each other, they become friends. You know, you get exactly what you entitle your event. So this one is the Power of Freedom, because we have found that a lot of women, it seems like this last year especially, were tormented with guilt, shame, and issues of our mind that are bringing condemnation. So we want to talk about the freedom that Christ has given us so that we can move forward in our faith instead of keep moving backwards, thinking that the Lord can't bless us going forward because we're too messed up thinking backwards.
Gotcha.
So that's really our goal.
Okay. So really, and when we're talking about the power of freedom, we're talking about walking in a fresh encounter with the Lord.
Amen.
That
yes.
really breaks bondages that have been hanging on. The friendship, the power of friendship, the power in that realm has a lot to do with working together with God, working
feeling
together
like you're not alone, right?
Right. And it's a collective. In this case, in this conference, you're going in and in deeper into the heart, maybe into the more, I don't want to say recessed part, but more into the personalized, unspoken
right.
part and saying, Lord, help us to have an encounter here
well, don't
and
you,
set free.
Don't you find that if anyone gives an altar call, as a Christian, you can give your heart over and over and over to the Lord. I mean, once you make that first prayer, you can just say it over and over and over. But then what happens to your mind? It's like you're only a foot apart from your heart to your mind. But for some reason, we get stuck and then walking it out with our feet. So we want to really address the mind this time instead of the lonely heart and the, you know, I just need a friend. Now we want to go, no, we're going to go for it.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Very
so now
powerful.
When you guys do a conference, this is, you're not, we've never discussed any of this part, but when you do a conference, do you guys get together and go, okay, this is the direction or this is what I'm sensing? How do you arrive at a decision to come up with a conference theme? How do you do that?
Oh, well, it's obviously, you know, we start with prayer and, uh-huh. and seeking the Lord. That's the right answer. But
It's the other one.
Good,
Bobby. The other one,
I'm
you
glad
pull
you...
something out of a hat.
Yeah, and then,
you know, Tony Lee and I have been doing this a long time, and we hear from the women, and we know there's a rising up right now, and there's a hunger from the women across the world. We were just in El Salvador a few weeks ago even. There is a hunger from women who want to go deeper, who are saying, you know what, I'm in church, I'm in Bible study, I get it, but there's more. I want more. And so when we were praying about this, it was really an impression from the Lord that said they want more, but there's things holding them back, and they need to be made aware of what it is that's holding them back. And so we come together to give them that opportunity. So we just want them they have to show up. You have to actually physically come out and sometimes put yourself in that place to let the Lord do his work.
Right.
And we're just
great.
The vehicle for that.
Right.
And
cool.
I'll tell you that we're praying right now. We know what we're going to give in the afternoon session, what kind of message.
Mm-hmm.
But the morning session, we've gone back and forth over because she's in different verses of the Bible than I'm in. And so we know that by the time we've talked it out and the Lord has really worked in our own heart, by the time we get up there, it will be a message for all of us.
And it could change by the time we get up there.
Yeah.
It could change while we're up there. That
you
happens.
Know, you know why I love that? I gotta tell you why I relate to that. I mean, it's in my own personal life, I'm doing devotions. And right now I'm splitting the Old Testament and New Testament. and I'm doing it in two different Bible versions. So I'm doing the Holman Christian translation in the New Testament, and I'm doing New American Standard in the Old Testament, which anybody reads the Old Testament, New American Standard should get a badge. Anyway, so as you that, you're writing it down, and you write the different devotional notes, then I come here to the studio, and I write down what the different thoughts are and the different processes are. But I don't know, not even after the show starts,
what's going to happen.
I'm not even sure yet. It almost depends on just where it seems to go. It seems like that's what you guys do, the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm. We do.
We are not the type of speakers that write out the script and read it. We just kind of, you know, we know what we have an idea, but we want the Lord to have the freedom. And there's been times we have stopped in the middle and said, you know what? God's really putting this on my heart for somebody in this room right now.
That's awesome.
That's the way it
is. Well, it was funny because in Phoenix, you started giving this illustration about a woman named Jolene. And the next thing you know, Jolene in the audience comes walking up and says, that was for me.
That is wild.
Dolly Parton sang about Jolene, and I had no idea there was a person in Phoenix named Jolene. And it just came to me. I thought that was pretty safe. And some woman comes up to me at the end and says, I'm Jolene.
That is amazing. You must have been like going, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
That is wild. All right, so let's talk about a couple of things, then we got a break, and then we're going to come back because we're going to keep you for a while. First of all, it's Saturday, February 22nd. Runs 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.-ish. There's two ways that they can access, dailydisciples.org, right? I think they can also get it on kprz.com.
Absolutely.
So kprz.com, for those that can only hold four letters.
Yes.
Okay. kprz.com. Or dailydisciples.org. You can also call 800-992-0369. Now, we're way over, so I'm going to take a break, and I got a bit, you know how that stuff goes. We'll work that out. But we're also going to give away some additional tickets. I think we've already given away some, so we're already on a roll. By the way, that's the first time we've ever given away anything while the show was going that way. So you guys are like record breakers.
Wow.
That's kind of cool. I think that's cool. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back. We're having fun with Bobby and Tony Lee and the Power of Freedom. Don't go anywhere.
There was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Carlsbad's 42nd birthday by entering to win a family weekend getaway to Mammoth Mountain. There's no purchase necessary, and official rules and entry are online at toyotacarlsbad.com. This offer ends February 26th.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, one of the greatest financial fears of Americans is simply running out of money. The last thing that people want is to become dependent on their kids or their grandkids in those golden years. Retirement is the time of life when you want to be polishing that backswing and not your resume. And yet, the number of people who haven't put plans in place is shocking. Look, we all know that this is a world without a whole lot of guarantees, but one thing is clear. If you don't know where you're heading, you probably won't get there. So let's get together for your free retirement consultation and see if we can help to put your retirement puzzle together for you. Call me for your free visit at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your complimentary consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN.
People often ask me, Steve, why is Big Bear snow so yummy? Well, you know that big blue thing you can see from the chairlift, the thing with the fish in it? That's Big Bear Lake. But we don't think of it as a lake. We think of it as a storage unit, and that's where we keep our snow when we're not using it. Now, I don't want to give away any trade secrets, but water is probably the most important ingredient in snow. And our snow is made with 100% pure mountain lake water. It's so much nicer than tap snow. It practically melts in your mouth. So whenever we don't get enough natural snow, we go to the lake and suck out all the water we need to make our own. And when we're done with it, Mr. Sun comes out and melts the snow, and the water goes right back into the lake. Don't be sad for the water. It wants to be snow. It told us. Snow Summit and Bear Mountain at Big Bear Mountain Resorts. More for everyone.
Winter is back with natural snow and great snowmaking. Experience midwinter conditions on all open runs. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram.
Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right. No water allowed. Sorry, rubber ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
On DVD and Blu-ray, Grace Unplugged. Movie Guide raves, tremendous, one of the best Christian movies ever made.
I know I have what it takes.
This is not about the music. It's about everything else that goes with it.
Fantastic, says BeliefNet. Remarkable and inspiring, raves the Dove Foundation. Grace Unplugged. Starring A.J. Mashaka and James Denton, with special appearances by Jamie Grace and Chris Tomlin. On DVD, Blu-ray, and digital HD today. Rated PG.
Don't miss one of Southern Gospel music's most honored groups, Sunday, February 16th. The Collingsworth Family at Skyline Church. You've heard them on tour with the Gaithers. Recording artists, the Collingsworth Family at Skyline Church. 5 p.m. Sunday, the 16th. Tickets range from $16 in advance to $25 for the artist circle. Get tickets online at skylinechurch.org or call 619-442-5941 or 619-660-5000.
Our pets are our fur babies. They brighten up our lives with love and affection, and it's so very difficult and painful to lose one. Dr. Christy Freeman with Graceful Departure Pet Center understands what it's like to lose a pet and wants to provide a place that offers gentleness, compassion, and caring to animals and their families in their pets' final moments.
Hi, this is Dr. Christy Freeman. In 2002, God called me to provide at-home euthanasia and hospice services. Now he's giving me a new ministry by adding alkaline hydrolysis aftercare services. Alkaline hydrolysis is an environmentally friendly, gentle alternative to flame-based cremation. I totally understand how difficult it is to lose a pet. My goal is to make the process as peaceful and gentle as possible.
We all hope we'll never need this number, but if you own a pet, someday you will. Let Graceful Departure make this time as painless as possible. Call 619-741-5366 or go to gracefuldeparture.com for more information. Caring, compassion, a graceful departure.
Hi, Mark Larson here. Have you seen the latest issue of Refreshed, San Diego's newest inspirational lifestyle magazine? I have it right here. It's terrific. Great new magazine, unlike anything San Diego's ever had. This month, in this edition, you find a cover story about the Bunnell Strings, a talented family of five siblings who lost both parents to cancer when the oldest child was just 21. My friend Carol LeBeau has an article about how to maintain an active, healthy lifestyle. You'll find an inspirational column by Pastor Sean Mitchell of New Venture in Oceanside. And a column by me, Mark Larson, and so much more. Great, heartwarming, faith-based stories and articles. We're talking about Refreshed, San Diego's new inspirational lifestyle magazine. There are three ways to get Refreshed. Pick up a free copy at hundreds of locations countywide or call 1-800-326-0795 to subscribe. Or read it online at refreshedmagazine.com. Refreshedmagazine.com. It's time you get refreshed.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. In the studio with me is Bobby and Tony Lee from The Power of Freedom. But actually, I want to make sure that everybody understands. These are two people that are not just doing a conference. They happen to be on KPRZ every Sunday at 10 a.m., The Way for Today. When you guys come in and do The Way for Today, do you do here in this studio?
Yes, right here.
How do you do that with two people and there's the one chair? What do you guys do? You sit where you
she
sit?
She sits in your spot. I sit over here. I empty out my purse. You know, she talks, and I just do a lot of other things.
What, yeah. Do you like crosswords?
I do at times. I'm on the iPad and she'll say, TL, are you going to come back on the radio now? Oh, yeah. Are you done talking? Sure.
Okay.
There's an inside joke there if you can't tell.
Yeah. That's, you guys, you know, it's great to have you. You worry me sometimes. Yeah. Which is great to have. All right. We're going to give away another pair of tickets. All you have to do to go to the Power of Freedom, we're going to give you these tickets. You don't have to do anything special, but you cannot do anything dangerous, which means if you're driving on the road, you are not to be using your phone in an illegal manner, which means if you don't Bluetooth it, don't do it. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. I didn't even get the number out. Somebody already called. It's kind of how that works. So we'll give away maybe even one more, just because this is the first time I have ever, as a host, given away tickets while I'm talking to the person. We just typically don't do that. But again, if you call 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473, we do not have an unlimited supply. So my encouragement is to call quickly versus not quickly, and then I'll let the producer do a couple extra, and then sure. And then that'll be the end of that. Let's go back, because I want to talk about the conference that's taking place February 22nd. It is true, by the way. I'm going to be there.
Yes, you are.
But I get the best job. My job's so
I
much
know.
Better than anybody
you
else's,
have fun,
right?
Yeah.
I get to talk about the sponsors, which I'm going to mention them in a little bit. You've got Thrivent coming, which I just had a meeting with them yesterday. They're great. I love Thrivent. You got E-Cola. You got Southern California Seminary. You got Genesis Recovery iByTerm. You got the U.S. Army that's there. You have also Floral Image. You got Boomers. You got Graceful Departure, and you got Risen Magazine. I mean, you've got it happening. I mean, that's a good core.
It's a
right
great,
there. Right.
Yes.
So I get to talk about them, say thank you. Then I get to give away some other little prizes. But then the big thing I get to do, and the reason that I do it, I get to give away whatever the grand prize is. My understanding is it's $100,000 minus like $99,995
or
something.
I think it's an iPad. Isn't it an iPad?
Yeah, they're giving away an iPad.
I know. Wonderful.
I know. I can't win.
I want to get on the list.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Let's talk about the conference, how people can access. 800-992-0369 or dailydisciples.org. Please tell me, this is the message. This is the thing you want to say about the conference. Let's go with Tony Lee first.
What do I want to say?
What do you want to say?
I want to say, Jesus came to set the captives free, and are we living in freedom? And a lot of times we're not living in freedom because of the very thoughts in between our ears. It's the battle really is in our mind, and we're going to address those things so that we can walk forward in our faith and really find victory.
Okay, awesome.
Well, Jesus also says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And there's a lot of people out there today who have truths that are not accurate. And so we're going to bring the truth to light and let the Lord have his way with the women who are sitting there. And I expect miracles.
That's awesome.
Isn't that awesome?
Mm-hmm. That is awesome. Yeah, it's like when you guys are talking about it, it makes me think of 2 Corinthians 10:3-5 about pulling down
strongholds. Yeah.
And I love the King James Translation. And I'm a multi-translation guy.
Me too.
I mean, I've, you know, just probably 40-plus translations that I've gone through this. But I love the King James because it's like casting down imaginations. Mm-hmm. Like, yep. There you go. Yeah. Whatever that was the right one right there, because that's what people go through,
right,
with that imagination process. At your conference, women have the opportunity to experience the Lord with one another. There's worship, there's teaching, there's instruction, there's encouragement. Can they get prayer? Can they get some ministry time where people, I mean, is it coordinated that way where you do that? How
yes,
do you do?
We have a lot of volunteers, and they will actually have these little star pins on. And if they have a star pin, it means they're there to pray with you.
Yeah, there's a prayer team on site.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be opportunity for prayer one-on-one. There'll be opportunity for other ministry taking place. So, yes.
Yeah, that's cool. And that's important.
That's important.
Yeah,
yes.
Because sometimes you do a great presentation and the people are just sitting there.
Right.
That's right.
It's like, no, we got to do something.
No, there's movement. Yeah.
Yeah.
We also have a lot of resources. So a lot of the sponsors coming, and then we'll have Daily Disciples. We'll have a table there. So it isn't just, you know, the day, it's the follow-up. So we want to stay in touch. We want them to sign up for the free daily devotions. There's Bible studies, and we're going to be launching a Bible study the following week, I think.
In El Cajon at Foothills Church.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love the theme. I mean, I love what you're going. I love the – I wholeheartedly believe this is what the Lord wants you to do. I believe that's accurate.
That's confirmation.
Because, I mean, the warfare between the ears. I mean, if people do not understand that the initial Armageddon is between your left and right ear, and every decision advances one kingdom or another, and it's
so
true. That is so true.
And it's like it's impossible to escape. It's like you got to think of it in those terms. So talk to me about some of the guests. Now, you're telling me about Thelma Wells. I mean, what's talk to me about Thelma.
Thelma Wells is coming in from Dallas. She was one of the original Women of Faith speakers, and she's just a little preacher. And, you know, she has actually written a book on spiritual warfare, which obviously when you talk about freedom, we are talking about a battle. And she's going to be speaking, and then also Dan and Paige Cohen, they're going to be there. They have a ministry through the Rock Church about helping people find jobs, learning how to write resumes, and Dan's even thinking of giving away a free studio tour at CBS, right?
Yeah, and they're also going to talk about their walk with the Lord and how, you know, as a couple, they work things out. So they're going to be there. And the thing we require from our speakers, anyone who comes to our event and the worship as well, it needs to be authentic.
Yeah.
It's got to be authentic.
Got to be real.
They got to be real and speak from their hearts and be willing to let the Lord, again, speak through them.
Yeah.
We also have a group called the Jones Sisters, and there's five sisters that have been singing together their whole lives, and they are amazing. They'll be singing just a couple of songs, a cappella, but just a delight. So we have a worship artist, David M. Edwards, is out of Nashville. He's an acclaimed music songwriter. He's written over 500 songs. But we've got a full band. I mean, we're going to be rocking.
This is going to be happening.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's happening. Oh, yeah.
How many people are you thinking are going to, I mean, I'm just.
We're going to have anywhere from 1,000 to 1,500 women there.
Okay.
It could be a lot more. And there's men. There's some guys coming. Some husbands are, you know, their wives are bringing their husbands.
Well, a lot of men bought tickets for their wives this year. It's kind of fun. Today,
children,
we got a phone call.
Teenagers.
A man bought 10 tickets to give out to all of his women friends. So.
Not all of his wives, but, you know.
His women friends.
Yeah. We didn't ask.
We're not going down that road.
Yeah.
Nice.
We don't
want
to know.
Not his wives. Thank you. That was good. I think the idea to understand is while it is, and it is focused for women, there will be that opportunity. Where men who are going to be there, they're going to have a chance to get blessed too. Look at the warfare is not gender specific.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me.
That's right.
It's Jesus specific. And that's the thing you better remember. It's about connecting to the Lord. They should expect it's a day. So, I mean, how do you approach it? Like, so let's say my wife and I are going to come. My wife's never gone to an event like this. So she's, okay. I have to walk me through, honey. And it's like, okay, I'm going to tell Bobby and Dirty to walk you through.
Well, you're going to drive down to Point Loma, Nazarene University. You're going to go through the guard check, and we have a parking committee out there. So they're going to show you where to park. And then we have a van that drives around. It's going to pick you up to bring you to Brown Chapel. And there you're going to be greeted at registration. And if you already have a ticket, you will go straight to the door. And there is coffee. And there are donuts and things for free.
And let me just say that doors open at 8 o'clock. We kick off at 9.
Okay.
We encourage people to get there early just to avoid some of the parking hassles. So the doors open at 9. There will be coffee. Then
the doors open at 8.
I'm sorry. Doors open at 8.
Starts at 9.
Okay.
And we're all in one room. So there's
the
no breakout sessions. Everybody's in one room. It's comfortable. It's big theater seating. The chairs are comfy.
Cool.
And the campus is beautiful.
Beautiful.
So you feel like you're at a retreat anyway.
Lunch is provided.
Yeah.
So they get fed.
Wow.
And they don't have to leave. They don't have to leave the campus. That's included in the
ticket
price.
You're not doing like McLobster sandwiches, though.
Oh, no.
I'm just checking.
No, and there'll be water bottles. I mean, we're going to spoil the women. We're going to spoil everyone who comes. And they'll be out of there by 4 o'clock on their way. But it is a day, energy, high energy, incredible, just enthusiasm.
Cool. I'm so excited. I'm excited for you guys.
You're gonna
love
it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be great to see you guys there. But, I mean, we haven't done a lot together. But
right.
I still think you're like, you hold like, there's only a few records you can hold in this row. And you guys hold like three of them.
Wow.
It's like, that's pretty good right there.
Wow.
All right, Bobby and Tony Lee. First of all, the way for today on KPRZ 1210 AM, which is every Sunday, 10 AM. And you should be listening. You know, if you're at your church. And you decide, you know, I'm not going today. Like sometimes that happens to us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going today. They're right there. I mean, just right there to give you the opportunity to be encouraged and to be strengthened in the Lord. But this event, The Power of Freedom, February 22nd, taking place Point Loma Nazarene University at Brown Chapel. this is a life-changing event. So you don't want to just go somewhere and say, oh, it's cool, I went to that, that was great. That's like going to a good movie. Oh, it was great, I went to a great movie, it was really good, I really enjoyed it. Transformers, really good, I liked it. This is not like that. This is the opportunity to kick the enemy out of some territory that he's been sitting in for a long, long time.
Yes.
And it's like, that's enough. Right. You know what? Jesus came to set the captive free. Why don't we take advantage of that?
Mm-hmm. Are we doing it? Right,
yeah, exactly. That's the question. 800-992-0369. That's 800-992-0369. Or dailydisciples.org and kprz.com. If you're like, oh, I'm challenged on the letters, not a problem. Nice job, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great to have you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I have no idea what we're going to do. I think you'll understand when I say that something.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Aramco Financial invites you to the Shadow Ridge Golf Club in Vista on February 20th at 6 p.m. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco. Call 866-600-1130. That's 866-600-1130 or online at aramco.biz.
My name is Frank St. John. I am a resident at Genesis Recovery. The morning of August 12th, 2013... I got on my knees and asked God to help. 3 hours later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, broken, ready to surrender my life to God. By the grace of God, I am able to see my children today to share my testimony with them.
My name is Tommy Hathorne. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Genesis Recovery San Diego is a ministry of the Rock Church. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step recovery process. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
Genesis Recovery is here to serve those who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. Genesis Recovery San Diego, setting captives free in Jesus' name.
You hear Jesus saying, as the Father sent me, so I send you. But how do you follow Jesus into the mission field? A, by a 747 jet plane? B, by a travel agency? Or C, go on an E3 expedition? Although I can't hear your answers, I'm hoping that you picked E3 Expeditions. E3 Expeditions has opened the way for thousands of people just like you to share the good news of Jesus Christ all around the world. E3 Expeditions helps with travel arrangements, fundraising, and training for amazing, life-changing mission expeditions. From Africa to Asia, people just like you are changing the world on a 10-day E3 Expedition. The good news of Jesus Christ, E3 Expeditions, and you. To learn how you, yes, you, can go on an amazing mission expedition, go to e3expeditions.org today. If you can spare 10 days, you can change the world. Choose E3 Expeditions. The only thing missing is you. e3expeditions.org.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar and why I'm so proud. We are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels. You pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-539-0600. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-539-0600. That's 800-539-0600.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
The La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial is proud to sponsor KPRZ Stewardship Academy and their free, no-obligation workshops held at churches all over San Diego County. Topics include college planning, social security, and retirement strategies.
The college planning workshop includes funding strategies, everybody's favorite, the FAFSA, and how to navigate the college-bound process. This workshop is presented by a former Premier League soccer player.
All right!
No, you won't learn how to score goals on the soccer field, but you will learn how to to set and accomplish goals for college planning.
These no obligation workshops are everywhere. Parkway Hills Church in Chula Vista, Redeemer by the Sea in Carlsbad, and at host churches in La Mesa, Claremont Mesa, and Coronado. So now, today, right now, call Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227 or visit KPRZ.com to learn more about free KPRZ Stewardship Academy workshops.
Sponsored by the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial.
Nice.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Wow, I got to tell you, it's always fun to have Bobby and Tony Lee in, isn't it? I mean, they're just nice, they're energetic, they're full of life. You really appreciate the ministry, and I love, absolutely love where they're going with the conference this year. Because that idea of understanding spiritual warfare and understanding how many people are in bondage to different elements in life because the enemy has territory, it's powerful. And if you're a person that feels like you're stuck, and you really need some help getting free, that's the kind of conference you want to go to. And so we really, really encourage it, and I just think it'll be a big blessing. So we give a big hearty amen and amen and amen to that one as well. Okay, a couple things I want to do. I want to do a couple of historical elements, and then I've got this DDD that I've been waiting to share that I told Robo Producer about that I didn't get a chance to actually do yet because there's so many different elements that have been going on in the show. So let's make sure we hit the most important on the historical part of things. In 1809, Robert Fulton patented the steamboat in 1809 on this day. Now, I don't know. Did you ever take a steamboat ride outside of Disneyland? Have you ever been in a steamboat?
I was actually just going to say Disneyland.
Oh, see, that's the only place. I don't know of any other. I just don't know of any other.
An actual steamboat.
It is a real steamboat, isn't it?
That boat is.
It's a big. It doesn't move very fast, but that's kind of like the lines there. For those that care, Japan in 1970 became the fourth country to put a satellite into orbit. I'm not sure that that's as pertinent as many things. This is certainly a couple of my favorite things, though, right here. Today is Inventor's Day. Inventor's Day. Let me tell you what it's for. Guess which president made this proclamation? Our very bestest, Ronald Reagan, as President of the United States, made proclamation that February 11th, and it started in 1983 as the National Inventors Day of the United States. This is on the anniversary of the birth of the inventor Thomas Edison.
Well, there you go again, Dave.
There I go. Much more uniquely bizarro is this holiday for today. Because you have to have unique holidays as well as regular holidays in order to make it some unique and some bizarre.
Producer gets a raise day?
Tis not that day. Tis not. You know, I will double what you're getting from me on this show right now.
Oh, that is desperate.
I am going to triple it. I got to find a toothpick, though. Today is Don't Cry Over Spilled Milk Day. Now, for those that think that's not really a holiday, you are incorrect. This is the day to remember the fact that sometimes milk gets spilled and to encourage you to go beyond annoyances that you can do nothing about.
Yesterday must have been cried over glass bottle dropped on floor by careless son while talking on the phone day.
I'm assuming something happened at home.
He had a bottled Coke and dropped it on the floor.
They still make bottled Coke?
They do.
Wow. I am old. Also, for those that don't know, I thought this was interesting that through the efforts of Benjamin Franklin, the Pennsylvania Hospital, very first hospital in the United States of America, opened in Pennsylvania on this day in 1752. That's one of those interesting stats. This, though, is by far my favorite because, you know, you always have one thing that's in history that's unique and amazing. This would be that thing, and this relates to all husbands and wives. In 1861, President-elect Abraham Lincoln and his wife left Springfield, Illinois by train for Washington, D.C. to go to the new gig as president and first lady. About 400 miles into the trip, Mary Lincoln reportedly turned to the new president and said, "Did you lock the back door, Abe? I think I left my makeup bag on the counter." And since that time, the question has been asked from husband to wife and wife to husband, "Did you turn the stove off?" That started this day in 1861, right here in the United States of America. Is that legendary or what? That's pretty, is that right up there? That's legendary. All right, I got a DDD that I think warrants quite a good amount of, attention. If that's English, I must be Jewish, because that's English, folks. Acts chapter 16, verse 23 through 25 is the DDD, devotional diamond of the day. That's devotional diamond of the day, also known as a DDD. Acts chapter 16, verse 23 through 25. Listen to this attitude that's in Scripture. "After they had inflicted many blows on them, they threw them in jail, ordering the jailer to keep them securely guarded. Receiving such an order, he put them in the inner prison and secured their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God." Stop. I want you to listen to what happened. "After they had inflicted many blows on them," on Paul and Silas, "they threw them in jail, ordering the jailer to keep them securely guarded." Do you know what happened to Paul and Silas? They got beat up. They got beat up, and in this case, it's physical. They were beaten up by the people in authority, and they were getting, they were hurt. They were thrown into jail. And just to give you an idea of the kind of jail we're talking about, they were put in the inner prison and secured their feet in the stocks. Let's just understand, they're in maximum security and they're in chains. All right? Now, I want you to, at least for a minute, try to be less, is my cushion on my couch fluffy enough? Is my big screen working? Am I getting all the all the line resolution that I want to get? Just forget that for a second. Imagine these gentlemen who are taking the gospel of Jesus Christ. They were physically beaten up. They were thrown in prison. They were put in a maximum security cell, and they had chains around them. Now, from the point of view of practical Christian living, it doesn't happen very often here in the United States, although it does happen abroad in the world that this kind of thing takes place. A Christian would just had their head cut off just recently in a Muslim nation, which tells you that this, things are like this. They're not, that's long ago. No, it's not. It happened yesterday. But in your spiritual journey, and not to this level, there are many of you, and myself included, from time to time, to feel that you get beat up, and you get beat up spiritually. Sometimes you feel like it at work. Sometimes you feel like it at home. Sometimes you feel like it in your circle of influence and friends. Sometimes you feel like you get beat up. Sometimes the enemy just beats you up. Sometimes he takes advantage. I mean, I remember a very profound thing that a very important person in my life said to me. He said, "The devil doesn't win the war, but he does win a few battles every now and then." It's like, that's a good line. That's right, man. That's true. And so sometimes you feel beaten up and you feel like you're in prison because it feels like a bondage. And that's what the chains have to do with. Like, you're stuck and you feel like you're not progressing and you can't get anywhere and you can't make movement past it. And then you start, you know how that goes, just like the enemy's good at. Every single word and every single thing becomes an issue where somebody's trying to cut you down. And don't tell me you've never gone through that. Every Christian's gone through that. If you have named the name of Christ, you are an enemy of Satan and you are a target. And that's how it works. You don't escape that. So maybe he can't physically beat you up, but he can spiritually beat you up. He's not an idiot. He has been corrupting mankind since the beginning. And so he'll spiritually beat you up. He'll toss you in prison, makes you feel like you're in a cell. He'll put you in chains, limit your activity, limit your creativity, limit your abilities to move forward. This is what he does. This is what the enemy does to those that name the name of Jesus Christ. What I want you to see is what Paul and Silas did. They went through that whole process. They were beaten up, they were thrown in prison, and they were in chains. Not a joke. And it was about midnight. So, you know, it's late night and it's been long and it's been hard. And you know what they did? They prayed and they sang hymns to God. There's so much that we want to do. So much justification, so much vengefulness that might sit in us. So much of a, I want vindication. I know we all want that. Now, don't, it's kind of a lie to say you don't. But when you walk in the Spirit of the Lord, and you walk the way Jesus walked, and they abuse you, and you can look to the heavenlies and focus on God and recognize that at the worst of it, after getting beaten up and being in prison and in chains, if at that moment you can lift up your voice and praise God, because you know there's greater going on and he loves you, then you are indeed a child of the Most High God. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we got to finish off with a few more pieces of information, and then we'll be closing it out.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Lexus Carlsbad and Lexus Escondido have the largest inventory of Lexuses in San Diego County. Lease a new Lexus ES350 today for just $339 a month. Call 855-315-4447 for details. Offer ends February 28th, 2014.
Everyone talks about the right to choose, but no one discusses the implications of that choice. On February 13th, 2014, Life Choices presents A Voice for Life with Lila Rose. Lila Rose has dedicated herself to ending abortion and building the culture of life. At 15, Lila founded Live Action, a nonprofit undercover organization dedicated to exposing the threats against the vulnerable and the defenseless through the use of new media. Live Action works to expose abuses in the abortion industry and advocate for human rights for the preborn. Come hear this dynamic young woman share how she became involved in undercover pro-life work and the national impact it's already had. A Voice for Life with Lila Rose will be held at the St. Michael's Holy Family Center in Poway on February 13th. Tickets are selling fast. For more information or to find out how you can support, please go to lifechoicepoway.org. That's lifechoicepoway.org. Come find your voice and stand up for life. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old enough, he will not depart from it. At Ascension Lutheran Children's Center, that's their philosophy. Here's what Donna has to say about Ascension Lutheran Children's Center.
There have been so many wonderful experiences for my daughter. I'm always impressed with the new things she learns each day, and I really appreciate that Ascension Lutheran includes Christian teachings as part of their curriculum. I would definitely recommend Ascension Lutheran.
Ascension Lutheran, conveniently located in Allied Gardens between Mission Valley and East County, offers full or part-time as well as after-school care for children up to the age of 12. Right now, if you call and mention KPRZ, Ascension Lutheran will give you half off your first week's tuition. So whether it's your child, your grandchild, or a friend, now is a great time to call. We all know how important a Christian education is for our child, and the first few years help build their foundation for the rest of their lives. Call Ascension Lutheran Children's Center today, 619-582-2699.
Doesn't it seem like just yesterday when you bought into your first home and you worked really hard to support your home? Now maybe you're thinking about retirement and you're thinking, wait a minute, isn't it time my home supported me? Hey, Mark Larson here. For years, I've told you about the reverse mortgage because there's no better way to fund your longevity than with this loan of opportunity. Yes, there are changes coming, but if you act today, you don't have to worry about those changes. Listen, if you and your spouse are 62 or older, call my friend Mehran Aram, president and CEO of the Aramco Group and one of a handful handful of certified reverse mortgage professionals in the nation. Aramco invites you to the next free dinner workshop at the beautiful Shadow Ridge Golf Club in Vista, February 20th at 6 p.m. For years, you've supported your home. Let your home support you. Call 866-611-30 or aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277-316.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Also go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Then follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. Let's see. There's a couple things I want to tell you. Weather, you know, it looks like it's clearing up a little. To me, it looks just a little clearer than it did earlier, because I can actually see the street and tell you personally that there is traffic.
Pretty low clouds most of the day.
It's a little earlier, though, about 2 o'clock. It was kind of tough to see through there, so it was difficult. We're going to do some more giveaways tomorrow that I'm aware of, or at least that I think we are. And I want to just point out a couple things, because we don't have a lot of time to get into some various stories. But I want to make sure that everybody understands a few things that's important for me to share to you, just as brothers and sisters, you know, as we're doing this walk together. There's nothing, no ministry, no work, no television show, no radio show, no media, no contact that you have where you will encounter another person who is perfect or does everything right. And so as much as we all want to have different elements of perfection in our lives, perfection only comes through God himself, our relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus's part of it is perfect. Our part is not so perfect. There's a lot of pollution there. And there's a lot of things that people will do or will say or whatever that have underpinnings, have maybe a different motive. And that's just a fact of life, that that's part of living in a sinful world. The world is not the end run. The world is not the utopia that you think it's supposed to be. This planet and this earth, if you'll read 1st and 2nd Peter, if you'll read the words of Jesus in Matthew 23, if you'll understand the purposes of even in Isaiah 65 and 66, you'll see clearly that what we really seek is a new heavens and a new earth. What we really want is what was supposed to go on in the garden before sin took over. My point in telling you this and closing this out this way is this. You are not going to see perfection here. But the more of God that you have in your life, the more connection that you make with him and with his people, the more you get involved in studying the word and worship, the closer you come to what will be coming. And there's a great saying, and I've heard this and I haven't talked about it a lot on the show, but when people are worshiping the Lord and it's real and it's sincere and it's true, it's as though, and yeah, I'm not making this a theology claim, but it's as though you're touching base with what's already going on in heaven. The earth has got a lot of cool things in it, but there's a lot of sin and a lot of wounding and a lot of Cain killing Abel. What you really want is not to be stuck around the blood of Abel that cries out for vengeance, but closer to the blood of Jesus, which speaks of mercy and love and grace. And if your life is so filled with so much turmoil, whoever you are, that there's so much tension, you need to put yourself in a place where peace rules and the Prince of Peace is active. That's what you need to do. More of the Prince of Peace, less of the other stuff. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're taking a 22-hour break, And when we come back, we've got some very cool interviews, very cool prizes, interesting teachings, and bizarre news. What more could you ask for?
I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you.